This is an ABC podcast.
It's time for kickoff. Welcome to NRL Monday with Andrew Moore. Insights, analysis, and all you need to know in the NRL on ABC Radio and ABC Sport Digital.
Yes, good evening and welcome to NRL Monday. I'm Andrew Moore. Hope you had a great day. Geez, there's a lot of rain around the place. In fact, Paul from Brisbane has just written to me saying, "Hi, Andrew, you got out of Brisbane just in time. It has done nothing but pour today. Rain, rain and more rain. But it was a great weekend." It certainly was, Paul. And just on that, for our listeners on the Gold Coast, there is an unfolding weather event with roads flooded and heavy rainfall across the region. Your local evenings program at 7:30 will have more details on the situation. But I'd suggest staying inside might be a really good idea. Look, we had a great weekend in Brisbane for Magic Round, no doubt. But the hot topic tonight is the naming of the State of Origin teams for Game 1 on Wednesday week at Stadium Australia. Plenty of selections up for debate, no doubt. First of all, the New South Wales team was picked, and it's James Tedesco back at fullback in place of Dylan Edwards, who has also been in great form. I'll be asking Blues coach Laurie Daly about that when he joins me shortly. You could easily argue for either player. Brian To'o on one wing picks himself, and on the other, Manly Warringah speedster Tolutau Kola. Now, he's a great selection if you love speed and evasive running, and he is having a sensational season for Manly. Not a heap of experience on the wing and not a lot of size there with the wingers. You could have argued for Tom Jenkins or Josh Addo-Carr. I know Luke Lewis wanted it to be Casey McLean. Centres are Stephen Crichton and Katoni Staggs, with Latrell Mitchell and Bradman Best out of the running because of injury. Crichton is not playing all that well, but he has been outstanding for the Blues in the past. The halves pairing, Mitch Moses and Nathan Cleary, no great shock there. Isaiah Yeo is again the lock and captain. Now, I reckon the second rowers picked themselves, Hudson Young and Hamoli Olakau'atu, especially with Liam Martin on the injured list. Front row was certainly up for debate. This will be something I ask Laurie about, because these spots have been won by Mitch Barnett and Adam Fanua-Blake, who has returned to top form in recent weeks. How does Jackson Ford not get a run, not even on the bench? Reece Robson remains the hooker, but Sharks captain Blake Brayley deservedly gets an opportunity on the Blues bench. Cam Murray is on the six-man bench along with Brayley. Victor Radley, Jacob Safidi, Ethan Strange, the young Canberra star, gets an opportunity, and Casey McLean. A couple of outstanding youngsters there in Strange and McLean. Knights second rower Dylan Lucas gets some experience at this level as the reserve. So what do you think about the New South Wales team? Who's lucky? Who's unlucky? There's no Dylan Edwards. There's no Connor Watson. There's no Max King. There's no Jackson Ford. You can phone in on 1300 361 700 tonight or text 0467 920 222.
Be part of NRL Monday.
Call 1300 361 700.
You're with Andrew Moore on ABC Radio and ABC Sport Digital.
So to the Queensland team announced by Billy Slater, I'm stunned that Reece Walsh isn't in that Maroons team, that he's not among the top 20 players available for Queensland. I find that truly shocking. But Billy does know a thing or two about fullbacks, it's got to be said. Kalyn Ponga gets the nod. There was speculation and reports yesterday, it may have been a complete furphy, that Ponga would be named at halfback. No, he's been picked where he's at his best, and that is the number one jersey. Wingers for Queensland are Selwyn Cobbo and Jojo Fifita, the big-bodied winger from Gold Coast, will make his debut. And the point I made earlier, you've got real size on those Queensland wings. Great targets for the kicking game against two relatively small players in Brian To'o and Tolutau Kola. The end of an era, it would seem, with Valentine Holmes and Dane Gagai missing out. Now, because the centres for the Maroons are Rob Toyer and the Hammer, Hamiso Tabuai-Fadou, hard to argue with either, I would have thought, although Gimat Shibasaki may be unlucky. Cam Munster, who appears to be returning to top form, has retained the 5/8 and captaincy role. And the big news is the selection of Sam Walker. He comes in, and I reckon he'd be a really good choice, bearing in mind the unavailability of terrific Tom Dearden because of injury. It never seemed likely to me that Billy Slater was going to bring back Daly Cherry Evans after dropping him last year. Very excited to see Max Plath make it. What a good footballer he is. Versatile, but a very good lock, and that's where he's been picked. The second rowers are Kurt Capewell and Reuben Cotter. Consider me stunned that Capewell is in the starting team ahead of the likes of Kulakefu Finifuiaki. The front rowers are Tom Flegler. What a comeback from injury for him. We didn't know whether he was ever going to play again. And here he is back this year and back in the Maroons team. The other front rower is sadly out of form, so Queensland will need him to lift. Tino Fasu'umalo'awi and Harry Grant picks himself at hooker. And their bench, Britton Nicara, the Kiwi international, Lindsay Collins, Pat Carrigan, Trent Liero, Ezra Mam, he'll be on debut, and Gimat Shibasaki with Finifuiaki, the reserve. So how does that team stack up? 1300 361 700 is the open line number, or text 0467 920 222. It's 19 to 7.
Got something on your mind?
Call Andrew now on 1300 361 700.
This is NRL Monday with Andrew Moore on ABC Radio and ABC Sport Digital.
Ryan from Brisbane says, Andrew, I think the Billy and Reece have discussed his return from injury and his cheek's just not ready for the big time yet. He'll play so much more State of Origin in his life. I think it's okay if he misses this one. Fair enough, Ryan. Appreciate your text. Hi, Andrew. Nice to hear you tonight. Can't wait to hear you and Gibbsy. I hope you enjoyed Magic Round this year and have fun tonight. Dion, thank you as always. We had a great time in Brisbane. It really is sensational, Magic Round, but it has come and gone for another year. Just under 149,000 people over the 3 days, including 50,386 yesterday at Lang Park. And you throw in another almost 24,000 of the Women's Origin on Thursday night, and we're at almost 175,000 people over 4 days. I love it. The atmosphere is unique, not only at the ground, but particularly around Brisbane. Even at the hotel we were staying at the CBD, every minute a different NRL jersey would walk past. And we did meet some great people too in Brizzy. So if you're one of them, thanks for saying good day. Some great footy fans. Where are you at with Magic Round? Did you go? Have you been? Is it on your sporting bucket list? It should be if you like your footy. How do you enjoy it, even if you're just at home? Is it cool to listen to or watch on the telly? Do you like or dislike the fact that the Women's Origin will be moved from that venue? I really don't like that. It fits so well in that spot, the Thursday night to kick off Magic Round. Crowds have been really good, 23,000 plus for the three games they've had there at that time of year. But it's not going to happen from here on out. Looks like Wednesdays now for Women's Origin ahead of next year's Magic Round anyway. But what about you? You can send me a text, 0467 920222. Coming up next at 17 to 7, we'll check in with the New South Wales camp.
Notice something on the weekend that no one else did?
Call 1300 361 700 and be part of NRL Monday with Andrew Moore
on ABC Radio and ABC Sport Digital.
All right, our guest tonight on NRL Monday is New South Wales State of Origin coach Laurie Daly. After an interesting selection announcement early this morning, Loz is on the line. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. Great to talk to you, mate, and I hope you're going okay.
Yeah, feeling well, thank you, Loz. And I tell you what, you would have had a few headaches with your circle of trust in the selectors. What was the fullback, the toughest one or not?
Yeah, it was. You know, I think everyone realises that both Dylan and James have been playing extraordinary footy, and they've been doing it for a long period of time. So it was one of those ones where we sort of debated long and hard. Either way, we would have been happy, but we just feel like, you know, for the style of footy that we want to play in game one, then Teddy will suit us first up. So he's been given a chance first up, and really looking forward to seeing him back in the Blues jersey.
Look, people are going to have their favourites, either Dylan or James. I find it a tough one to argue against either. How much does, you know, the final round depend? We got this question on, I think, Friday night in our coverage. And I was like, it can't come down to one game. And Tedesco, as it turned out for him, had a really bad game. Dylan Edwards had a great game. How, going into that last round, how certain are you of the makeup of your team?
Oh, you're pretty certain, Andrew. And as you say, and quite rightly say, it's a body of work over a period of time. So you know, with a guy like Dylan, a guy like Teddy, you know what they do week in, week out. So you've just got to make a tough call. There are some other players and positions that, you know, you might be unsure of, but you just need that, you know, that performance that you just say, yep, that's just solidified his position. Because what you tend to do, if you're not sure going into that weekend's round, if someone does not play well, you start to second-guess yourself, and then you start to have conversations around, oh, hang on, are we making the right decision here? So the answer to your question is that the majority of cases, no, but there are some times a conversation where you might doubt yourself or think, have we made the right decision? But once you make the decision, you always feel like it's a weight lifted from your shoulder. It just feels calm, and it feels like that was staring me in the face. So,
but then you're watching the footy going, don't get hurt, don't get hurt, don't get hurt.
and invariably, that always tends to happen. And I know, you know, journos don't like when we say, oh, who are you going to pick here? And you go, well, we're just going to wait to see who's available. They don't like that line. But it is so true, because you...
Well, look at your centres, Latrell Mitchell, Bradman Best may have been in the reckoning, but Latrell was going to be there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And Latrell had the phone call ring me yesterday, and you know, I thought when he got through the game, and then when he walked off, I thought, you know, the word was coming through that he was okay. But then, when I spoke to him yesterday, he just wasn't prepared. He didn't think he'd get through an Origin, and he didn't want to let anyone down. He sort of came to the conclusion that, you know, he wanted to do the right thing by the team and by New South Wales. So very honourable, very selfless. And, you know, but we all know when Latrell is fit what he's capable of doing for any footy side.
There would have been some positions that just screamed out to you. I look at the second rowers and think Hudson Young and Himoli Olakau'atu, how could you have gone anywhere else? They're playing such great footy this year. You've got Mitch Moses and Cleary again in the halves. Mitch has been okay for Parra. Cleary's been great for Penrith. Is there a danger, Loz? How do you sort out, because they're both dominant halves at their respective clubs, and I know you've addressed this today, but with all the experience you have as a star 5'8", how do you separate that so they're not treading on each other's toes?
Yeah, I think you've got to be really clear in... you know, who controls the side and who plays that secondary role. And once you've established that, then you can start to put a framework around that. So, you know, we always talk about the halfback and being the dominant playmaker, and that's Nathan. And Mitch, to his credit, he understands that. So, yeah, there'll be times when Mitch will get the ball, but, you know, predominantly Nate's in charge of the team, the running of the team. And Mitch will have to find his way in and around that system that we're trying to play. But we were really happy with what they did first up last year in Queensland in Game 1, and we believe that, you know, that will only get better over time. So, unfortunately, we didn't get to see that in Game 2 or 3.
Did front row give you a bit of a headache?
Yeah, it did. You know, there's some guys there that we sort of ummed and ahed about. You know, Jackson Ford was one guy that was heavily discussed. I think, you know, we were looking at big, we were looking at mobile, we were looking at versatility. So they were three sort of criteria that we had. And, you know, when we went with Fanua Blake, a big, Barnett, a big, Saifidi, a big, we thought if we could get a more mobile player that could play edge and in the middle was what we were looking for, rather than going with three middles on the bench. And with Jackson, because he can only play middle, we thought if something happened to Himoli or Hudson, then we needed cover in the back row, which a guy like Victor Radley can play. So instead of having a specialist back row, we've gone with the hybrid of someone that can play through the middle but also can play through the edge. So that's sort of the sort of thinking and selection behind Victor.
I always knew size mattered. Now, on Victor Radley, you and I used to do this a lot back in the day when you were a New South Wales selector and I'd be trying to tell you who to pick and you'd be laughing me off and calling me an idiot and then picking who you wanted to pick anyway. I am surprised at Victor Radley. He got suspended for an off-field incident. He's played for England and yet here he is now making his debut for New South Wales. Let me ask you this question. Why?
Yep. Oh, because I think he is a guy that is meant to be on this arena. I think his style of footy is suited. I think if you ask anyone what they love about Origin players, they love competitors and they love someone with a bit of fire in their belly. And I think he brings that and more to any football team he plays in. You can be great at NRL, and we've seen so many wonderful NRL players not have success on the Origin stage. Sometimes you don't have to be a superstar in the NRL, but you've got to want it and you've got to have that desire and the passion to play for New South Wales. And I see that in Victor. I think that he should have been there at some point in time earlier in his career. He gets an opportunity in game one, so we'll see how he goes. Judge him after game one.
Okay. All right, I'll get back to you. Isaiah Lockin, captain. He's been such a great player now for a long, long time with Penrith. What do you see in him now that you've worked with him for last year and into this year as a leader, apart from being an elite player?
Well, he's able to bring men together and he demands standard set. And he's one of the great leaders. When you watch him play, you watch him at training, you watch him speak around a group. He demands the playing group really buy in and sets the standards right from day one. He's a great leader through his actions, but also a great leader with the way that he's able to talk to the players in a manner that they all respect.
Is there one player that stands out as being the unluckiest not to be there for Origin 1?
Oh, it's probably a couple. Well, the easiest one to deal with, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that that's always a hard conversation because, you know, what do you do? What do you tell them?
Yeah. And do you speak to them directly? Like Connor Watson's a colleague of ours and he's become a mate and he's played Origin the last couple of years after a dreadful injury. He's not there anymore. How do you go about addressing that? Because I know that would be tough for you.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's hard to get hold of people at night. You're looking at ringing around at 8:30, 9 o'clock and you've got a big job trying to talk to the guys that have made the squad. And then I was lucky enough last night that I actually rang Matt Cameron, the football manager for the Panthers, and he was able to find Dylan for me. So I was able to speak to him. But some of the other guys I haven't spoken to, but I certainly will chase them up this week and just give them a bit of a heads up. But, yeah, it's always hard because, last year is last year. And when we had a camp early this year, we spoke about, trying to get players playing well and everyone's back to the same position and it'll come down to what we believe is the best fit and the best person at that particular time.
Extended bench this year, that's going to test your loss. Having, not coaching the NRL, obviously the first year of that six-man bench and the rotation of that is going to be very important. It's one that we've spoken to a lot of NRL club coaches about over the first 11 rounds, and it's been pretty much a work in progress to work it out. Obviously, if injuries happen, a decision is made for you. Are you expecting that to be one of the biggest challenges on game day?
Yeah, I think so. I'm lucky that the assistant coaches all do it on a regular basis. Matty King does it for the Roosters and Brett White with the Newcastle Knights, so they're in the day-to-day thrust of coaches in the coach's box and looking at how you run sort of replacements. But the general sort of theory when I've been sort of looking at games myself is that, some teams like to run with three interchanges and three different players before half-time, but some like to run with just two players and keep two up their sleeve but still have three interchanges made. So someone can start, come off, and then go back on before half-time. So the flexibility is there to allow yourself to see how the game's panning out. If you only go with the two replacements, to see who you're going to use and where you can inject them into the second half. So it comes down to, Andrew, obviously, how the first half has been played. Like, if you've had no football, then more than likely you're going to have to use
yeah.
the third player. But if you get a run of possession and you're travelling not too bad, then you probably don't have to use that third player. You can hold one back, and as I said, that then gives you that flexibility in the second half to keep a couple up your sleeve.
You've got a week and a half to answer questions about Queensland. So I'll end it this way. When you and I used to do a regular thing together, you came up with some great quotes. They're right up to their ear balls was my favourite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you asked me to do to your statue at Canberra Stadium one day was quite interesting. And today you've picked a former Queenslander in your New South Wales team on the bench. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was a faux pas. I think we've all had those. Is that right, faux pas?
Yeah, that'll do.
No, but I don't know why, but I've always been a massive fan of Casey. I think he's a wonderful young player.
And which one?
well, certainly the one that's playing for us.
we'll give Casey McLean the tick. But Casey Maguire, shout out. You thought you had a Blues jersey there for a tick. Hey, Loz, good to talk to you. This is a huge series, obviously, on the back of Queensland winning in 2026 in the first salvos are underway. Good luck with it all, mate. We'll catch you through the series.
No worries, Andrew. Thanks for having me on, mate.
Laurie Daly, well, 2025, going into 2026. They're the defending champions, Queensland. On the text line, 0467 920222. Love tuning into the Three Stooges, LOL, every weekend. First time tuning in on a Monday. Keep up the great work, beautiful Maury. Ha-ha, love Magic Round and Women's Origin. Good on you, Mad Dog. Emily from Ultimo, love listening to you and gaining your insights. Well, that's kind of you, Emily. Nice to hear from you. Good evening, Andrew. I'm a big fan of Tedesco, but I'd be surprised if he's the fullback in game two. Edwards is the incumbent. He's in form and no reason to change him. Well, it's already happened, John. He's no longer the incumbent. That is James Tedesco. So it will be interesting to see, though, won't it? How is Safidi in the team and not Ford? Yeah, that's how I would have gone. I would have gone Jackson Ford as well. 0467 920222. NRL Monday at 3 minutes to seven.
Who's hot?
He's been coach of the New South Wales Women's State of Origin team for 2 years for two victories. John Strange, both this year and last, engineering a 2-0 series lead, which is exceptional considering the players on both sides simply haven't played any footy prior to the Origin series. John Strange has also won NRLW premierships as coach of the Sydney Roosters. His son, Ethan Strange, has won an Origin bench spot for New South Wales today, and his daughter, Jasmine Strange, has played rep footy, is elite with the Roosters in the NRLW and very big in social media, and no doubt, if John Strange does seek a gig in the NRL, he'll get it. John Strange is hot, but who's not?
Who's under the pump?
This may be a little harsh, but for mine, the West Tigers are under the pump. They've lost three in a row, and I know they've been without some extremely important players lately. For example, in that heavy loss to Manly, they didn't have Api Kroisau. He's back from suspension after the bye. Jareem Buller, Adam Dewey, Samuela Fainu, Alex Twoll, all through injury. I get it. That's taking an awful lot out of this team. But they must keep competing. They must keep up their effort levels because that hasn't been strong in the last few rounds. They can't let such an exciting start to the season slip away. They're down to 10th on the table, the Tigers, after 11 rounds. It can't get worse than that. They can't let it. The bye comes at a crucial time for the West Tigers, doesn't it? And they need to begin the climb when they face Canterbury Bankstown in round 13. West Tigers, you are under the pump. Now, just a reminder to our Gold Coast listeners, there is a significant weather event unfolding in the region, unfortunately, with heavy, heavy rainfall. Roads are being flooded. I've been on the Gold Coast several times over the years when the weather has been this bad and roads do get flooded quickly. You'll know that. You'll receive an emergency update off the back of the news at 7 p.m. And to stay with NRL Monday, you can tune in via ABC Listen. We'll be on the green button. But otherwise, you will get an emergency update straight after the news, which is looming a minute from now after 7 o'clock. John Gibbs will join me, former Manly, New South Wales and Australian halfback, right here in the studio. He'll run his eyes over the selection of both New South Wales and Queensland, his memories from Magic Round and many more things as well. NRL Monday with Andrew Moore. News is next right here on the ABC.
Your complete NRL wrap. This is NRL Monday with Andrew Moore on ABC Radio and ABC Sport Digital.
Yes, welcome to the second half of NRL Monday. And joined in a moment by John Gibbs, we'll talk magic round, origin, all sorts of things. I'm Andrew Moore, so we get you through to the evening's programs and then nightlife with Philip Clark. You can either phone through on 1300 361 700 or text me on 0467 920 222. In the first half, I spoke with New South Wales coach Laurie Daly after the naming of the Blues team, who admits the selection of his front row did cause him some headaches.
Yeah, it did. You know, there's some guys there that we sort of ummed and ahed about. You know, Jackson Ford was one guy that was heavily discussed. I think, you know, we were looking at big, we were looking at mobile, we were looking at versatility. So they were three sort of criteria that we had. And, you know, when we went with Fenua Blake, a big, Barnett, a big, Saifidi, a big, we thought if we could get a more mobile player that could play edge and in the middle was what we were looking for, rather than going with three middles on the bench.
That was Laurie Daly in the first half of the show. By the way, I do want to know, we were chasing Queensland, but we haven't brushed the Maroons. Queensland brushed us. They are very difficult to deal with at origin time compared to New South Wales. That's really turned on its head in the last couple of years, but you don't get a lot of help from their media department, whereas the Blues are outstanding. So that's why Laurie Daly and no response from Queensland. We did hope to get one. Interesting to note that Dylan Edwards, not included in the New South Wales team for State of Origin 1, has been in such good form that he leads the ABC Player of the Year. Edwards on 19 points, two clear of Warriors front rower Jackson Ford, who's also been left out of the Blues team. Ford on 17 equals second with Nathan Cleary. The New South Wales fullback James Tedesco outright fourth on 15 points, four behind the leader Edwards. Manly second rower Homoli Olakau'atu is on 13 points. Sharks 5'8" and injured Braden Trindle and injured South centre Latrell Mitchell on 11. And Sydney Roosters, very impressive prop, Nefahu White on 10 points. So 11 rounds done. Dylan Edwards holds a two-point lead in the ABC Player of the Year. Former Manly Warringah halfback. He represented New South Wales and Australia. He's been in the media and radio in particular for more than four decades. And we had the joy of celebrating a milestone birthday with him on in Brisbane on the weekend. John Gibbs, welcome back to NRL Monday. Long time no see.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew, and great to be here. And, look, I've got to say that some of these selections, and I know we'll talk about them over the next little bit, but are quite perplexing. And you just mentioned people doing well in any award, you know, whether it be Dally M's or the ABC Player of the Year awards. To mine, there's a lot of players that have been picked that are quite out of form.
And that was...
And good and players... who are in good form.
Not selected.
It's a bit baffling.
Which always seems to be thus, but certainly Laurie Daly, the Blues coach, had said a week or two ago that this team is going to be picked on form. And remember, his job's on the line here too, Loz, having lost last year's series, which everyone thought was another unlosable series for New South Wales, and Queensland did so brilliantly, of course, under Billy Slater, fighting back after losing the opening game to take the series. But... in terms of picking players on form, have they got it mainly right or not?
Mainly. But there's obviously a disconnect between international rugby league. And we've spoken about this often.
Yeah.
Disconnect between international rugby league and State of Origin. For instance, we have Dylan Edwards and who is his backup? Reece Walsh. Neither gets a start. Josh Adokar was on the wing for Australia. We pick a guy, Tolu Kola, who is brilliant. I'm not going to be taking away from players' abilities or anything like that. They're all great players. But someone like Tolu Kola, who scored the try of the magic round for Manly, he's been in great form. He hasn't played, he's played 90-something first grade games. You know how many he's played on the wing in first grade?
Single figures?
Yeah. Donut.
Okay.
No. Has never,
less than single
has
figures.
Never played first grade. So he's played at that level. He's played a couple of games for Tonga, right? But he's played New South Wales Cup, he had a handful of games. So
he's a centre.
He goes for a New South Wales Cup, a handful of games. He goes for a New South Wales Cup to New South Wales. You've got blokes who can play.
Who would you have had on the wing?
Well, I'd have a big body. Well, you've got a bloke on the bench, Casey McLean. He's 40 games into his NRL career. He's starred for New Zealand on the wing, and he's also played on the wing in first grade for Penrith.
How many times has he played wing?
Well, probably, I'm just guessing now, but probably 6 or 7 times.
Okay.
But he's only had 40 games, Andrew. So basically 20% or thereabouts of his first grade career has been on the wing.
Size thing that worries me with the wing, especially when you look at who Queensland's picked, Selwyn Cobbo and Jojo Fifita, both very big dudes, and with a new halfback in with a great kicking game, that could pose great problems.
Absolutely. Sam Walker, I think Sam Walker has been picked, and good luck to Sam. I don't know whether I would have gone that way right now. I think at some time he was going to play State of Origin. Whether now's the right time, we'll soon find out. But I think his task has been made a lot more easy because you've got vertically challenged wingers. Sam Walker is a magnificent kicker of the ball.
Yeah.
The Roosters score more tries from kicks than any other team in the competition. And Sam Walker goes over to Daniel Tupou when Noonga Niitawase was there, to that side. He's got all of these. And similarly, when they're, whether it be offensively or attacking-wise, I think New South Wales is going to be behind the eight ball. My point being about Casey McLean, you've got Casey McLean, who is more adept at playing wing than Kohler and is taller, he could have gone there and you could have put Kohler on the bench who can deputise. You've got no Edwards and Tedesco. You've got just Tedesco. You could have had Kohler on the bench. They may well decide to do that. Who knows? But it is strange. Cobbo and Jojo Fifita have a distinct height advantage, and against a good kicking game, they're going to be in for a long night.
Well, you know who else is great under the high ball, who has size and is scoring more tries than you could ever imagine? Tom Jenkins.
And I would say that Dylan Edwards, while we're on that subject, is probably a better diffuser of bombs than James Tedesco. Mm.
So which team is the better on paper from what you've studied
better
today?
Better on paper. Well, who knows? It's State of Origin. But I think that Queensland could have picked a better side too. But I've got to say, Jacob Safidi and Victor Radley in the side also surprised me. You mentioned Jackson Ford. There's another player who I think is desperately unlucky, Keon Kolomatangi.
Yes.
Plays big minutes. He would be there. Victor Radley.
I should have mentioned him before. Not only does he play big minutes, Gibbsy, but he's been great.
And he can play on the edge or he can play in the middle.
Yeah.
So he is, I heard you talk to Laurie Daly earlier in the program. He can do what Laurie Daly wants. He's a big body and he's versatile. He's ideal for State of Origin. I hope both sides do really well, but I find it perplexing that you get rid of James Tedesco a couple of years ago. Yes, he came back when Dylan Edwards was injured, but Dylan Edwards has not put a foot wrong. Dylan Edwards' form, say Magic Round, for instance, was far superior to James Tedesco, but the style of game they want to play is, more James Tedesco-like. That's what Laurie Daly is saying. That's what they're peddling. Now, whether that occurs or not, who knows? Will the referees referee the game the same as they do? Because the game has changed. It's going to be...
Well, they never have.
Well...
They've never refereed Origin like they do club games, so I don't know why anyone is expecting that to be the case next week.
Well, and just on that, for instance, over Magic Round, and we're digressing here. We're all over the shop, Andrew, but these are...
Yes,
things
you
that
are, John.
But these are things that are in my head. Like, for instance, one game, I think the most six tackle restarts over the weekend was 18. Now, there was a game controlled by Wyatt Raymond, 3. So you're going to tell me there's that difference between referees and standard of play that
yeah,
in
but
one game...
This argument drives me nuts, Gibbsy. Hang on. It's because forever, when you played before and after, there were some referees that blew the pee out of the whistle and there are others who didn't. There were some games with 25 penalties and there are others with 10. It's never changed.
I mean, these are restarts.
Never.
These are on the run.
I understand, but it's still the same thing.
But it's completely changing the fabric of the game. And these are... They're not machines, Andrew. They're athletes. You can't have – well, you don't see it as a problem.
I just think a sport whinge and whinge whinge.
But as
the game we did yesterday, Penrith and the Dragons, Jared Cole, very young referee, inexperienced. He's been through a bit in his life. He blew very few penalties or set restarts. Right. So you do get the Warriors-Brisbane game had a million of them with Ashley Klein. That game got a bit out of control. I understand what you're saying. I'm exaggerating. But every referee has always been different in terms of lots or not
yes,
many.
Yes, but it's different. Now you can't have a penalty. You do
so. What's the difference? Some referees are
going to
be
pernickety
Pete's and others are not.
Anyway, I love the game. You hear players, current players, say we had a perfect mix. Now, all of a sudden, we don't. Now, you can look at all the metrics, and I understand we love the game. There's more eyeballs on it. There's more people going to the game. Well, if we're going to dish up, because the vibe at Magic Round is superb, as we know, if we're going to keep dishing up games, and when we get more teams, if we're going to keep doing that, I'm telling you, we're going to diminish our product. And
teams can get better too. Teams can get better because some of the performances we see in these blowouts are rubbish. It's got nothing to do with the referee. It's got to do with crap squads, poor coaching, poor playing.
They're
much more to blame than referees are.
It's not the referee, Andrew. You're missing
the point. I know, I understand. You're talking about the way the game is done.
It's been an evolution. It's the biggest thing since the Industrial Revolution.
Wow. 0467 920 222.
Well, it is.
Also, on the text line.
Charles Darwin.
Love hearing more in The Godfather on a Monday. There you go, The Godfather. Jack Bostock for the Blues back line says, George, he's been great since he's come back from injury. Andrew, really loving the new Monday night show. I'm yet to be able to listen live because it clashes with bath and bedtime for our one-year-old. Well, nothing can compete with that. But thoroughly enjoy listening to the podcast each Tuesday. Thank you, James. And well, I hope you're having a good day tomorrow.
I was going to say, he'll nod off. Put it on while you're trying to get into bed. He'll go to sleep in a minute.
Evening. Well, see, now we've got a bit fired up. It might keep the little one awake.
I'm just telling you as I see it.
Evening, Maureen Gibbsy. I'm feeling pretty confident as a Queenslander for game one after seeing some of the Blues calls. That's from Sean. I think Appy has been the form hooker and is more versatile, deserved a call-up in my opinion, but maybe the three-week suspension cost him, says Nick. I would disagree with that, Nick. I think he's very, very good. But I think Reece Robson's been terrific his new club, and Blake Brayley's been outstanding against Cronulla.
Andrew, Reece Robson picks himself. Blake Brayley, he's had a great season. He's done a really good job. But Appy Kiroyasau gives you, you know, more creativity. He gives you something different. But they decided to go with Blake Brayley, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I just disagreeing that he's been the form hooker in the comp because I think the other two have been outstanding as well. As great as Appy is, no doubt, and the West Tigers have missed him. All right, can you get your wallet out?
I don't have one.
Okay, well, get your phone out with your card on it because we're going to find out right now who you're buying or selling.
Okay.
Are you buying or selling?
Righto, Jonty. Reece Walsh being overlooked by Queensland is a bigger shock than Dylan Edwards being overlooked for New South Wales. Are you buying or selling?
I'm buying. Absolutely. I think that Reece Walsh and Kalyn Ponga both should have been in the side, and I think that Dylan Edwards is desperately unlucky. As good as James Tedesco is, this is not a reflection on James, but how he lost his spot is beyond me.
Yeah, no, it is... they're two great players. There's a great argument for either. The one that stunned me as much as more than anything is that Reece Walsh isn't in Queensland's top 20.
Yeah.
Stunning.
And I think his performance, which was a rocks and diamonds performance from Reece Walsh yesterday, I think it was affected by the fact that he had got wind that he wasn't going to be picked. I think he was upset.
All right, so you're buying. Even with Tanner Boyd injured, the Warriors won't miss a beat. With Luke Metcalf or Tamati Martin in the halves. Are you buying or selling that?
I'm buying as well. And I might have sold, Andrew, but when I saw what Tamati Martin did yesterday he came on, he was fantastic. He set up a couple of great tries, and I think, and with Luke Metcalf, they got depth, and that's a great thing. But the irony of Tanner Boyd re-signing and Luke Metcalf being let go is quite amazing.
Now, St George Illawarra fans should be happy with yesterday's performance against Penrith. Buying or selling?
Buying. Yeah, look, we called that game, you and I, after Louis went down with hay fever. And I must say that I thought they really put up a good effort. They were desperate in defence. There was an urgency in them. They just can't attack. They have got no creativity, and that is a problem. But the new players they've bought should be able to resolve that some way.
Yeah, I did get a text right at the start of the show. I'll see if I can find it. From a Dragons fan who said he was really, really happy with it. Oh, here it is. Evening, Moore and Co. Much better effort from the Dragons last night. Cut out a few errors and we're on the right track. We'd beat most sides on that effort. Very proud. Looking forward to next year with Drinky, Metcalf, Keon and Sammy coming.
I agree with that.
From Park Dragon. They could turn it around quickly, and there's also talk that Connor Watson may end up there for a year.
Okay. What about PNG? I didn't see him turning around Cogra or Wollongong.
They're not until 2028.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but there's a lot of talk. He's going to join us. Is that this Sunday, Ralphie, Connor? He's coming in, Connor Watson, and now we're doing a four-hour show in the boardroom. And Connor's going to come in and do the show.
That was a good performance. That was something to give you some optimism, what they did last night against Penrith.
Well, it was great effort, apart from anything. Are you buying or selling, John Gibbs, the change to the Magic Round schedule with Women's Origin moving to Townsville next year and an extra NRL game on Thursday night?
No, I'm selling. I don't want it moved. I think they've, you know, made it their own the last couple of years. They've made great strides. And to take it to Townsville, I think it's a little bit demeaning to them, quite frankly. I think they could have come up with a better idea.
Yeah, I like Origin, Women's Origin being played in Townsville, but that game should be part of that.
It's part of it.
Yeah, 100%. All right, you're selling that. Finally, the decision to disallow a try to Damien Cook yesterday was the worst blunder of Magic Round. Are you buying or selling that?
I don't know about worst blunder. I'm going to sit on that. But I would have awarded a try for mine. It was simultaneous. And some, you know, some shots that you see are not conclusive. I think that should have been a try.
All right. You've bought and sold. You've bought three, you've sold one, and you've sat on another.
Oh, well, I can't remember some of the other blunders. And my comments about the game, Andrew, come from a love of the game.
I know they
do. Not because I'm nitpicking.
I know they do. On the text line, 0467 920 222. Wow, don't worry about the one-year-old. Your robust discussion is going to keep me awake tonight. Don't let it kneel because it won't keep us awake. Has Gibbsy ever refereed? He should give it a try. Then I'll listen to his comments. Says Mark, the ex-basketball ref.
Yes,
he used to have your referee's ticket,
yes,
didn't
I did. And I was used in a promotion, actually, when I retired, because I retired so young. Mm. I was used as a promotion trying to get others to referee. And I also refereed a lot at schoolboy level, rugby league and rugby union. So, Mark, yes.
I remember, because I was involved in this too, way back when Mick Stone, who was a great, great referee, for a long period of time, did a heap of grand finals, and he became the NRL, the referee's boss.
Yep.
And what he did, I thought it was brilliant, because you know, the referee's getting a hammering from us in the media. And I know you were part of this, and I was part of this. He invited us out to referee training sessions, and you sat in on their whole spiel, their warm-up, their video, the conversation Mick had with the various referees, and then they would play a game of touch with me or you or whoever was there at the time refereeing, and they would give it to us. Mm. It was a fantastic thing for Mick Stone to do.
And Mick, our correspondent there, on a serious note, it is so fast that they can't be expected to get everything right.
John from Kingston says, just agree to disagree, fellows. We do, John. I just hope Ash Klein is on holiday during Origin, says Bretto. G'day, boys. Good to see some discussionary Origin referee style. I wonder if Tino will get the green light for the style he dished out to Matt Burton a few seasons ago. That's from Steve at Concord.
Oh, and Victor Radley. I wonder if they'll let him have the free reign.
0467 920 222. We have our first shortened round coming up because of the looming State of Origin series. Thursday night at Canberra Stadium, round 12 kicks off with the Raiders playing the Dolphins. Glenn Lauder on the call from 7 p.m. on ABC Listen with Alan Tung, the former Canberra captain, and James Sullivan. On Friday night, myself, Gibbsy and Luke Lewis will be on from 7 at Stadium Australia for an 8 o'clock kickoff between Canterbury, Bankstown and Melbourne. And then on Saturday, coverage begins from 2 o'clock with the pre-game show from Jubilee. Myself, Louis, Michael Carianis and Scott Sorensen. He'll join us for the first time, the four-time premiership winner with Penrith. So look forward to welcoming Scott to our team. Then we'll call the game at 5:30 between St George Illawarra and the second-place Warriors, who will be without gives you the Warriors, Mitch Capel, Barnett and Kurt Capel. Yeah. That's the only two, right?
Yeah. And Thursday night game, you've got Hudson Young and Ethan Strange out, and the Dolphins lose Cobbo, Hammer, Flegler, Max Plath, and Finney Fuiaki should be able to play.
Yeah, as the 20th man for Queensland. From 7.30 Saturday, Manly Warringah takes on Gold Coast at Brookvale. You'll hear that with Brett Sprigg, Dean Halitau, Matthew Elliott until 10 o'clock.
Two out of each site.
What?
Two out of each site.
Yes. Then on Sunday, you scared me there. Then on Sunday, a four-hour pregame show in the boardroom. Lou and Gibbsy will join me, as will Sydney Rooster star Connor Watson. And looking forward to seeing Connor, who was in Port Moresby yesterday, meeting officials from the PNG Chiefs and also talking maybe a Dragon next year. And today, dropped from the New South Wales team, so plenty to talk to Connor. And as we've come to know, he'll give us an honest assessment of all of it. Then at 4 o'clock, North Queensland plays South at Townsville Stadium. Quentin Hull will be there with Grant Bell and Laurie Spina. So that's round 12 from Thursday night. Buyers for Brisbane, Parramatta, Newcastle, Penrith, Sydney Roosters, Cronulla, Sutherland and West. And remember, no State of Origin players are available, as Gibbsy pointed out. All right, it is time for the Director's Cut. This is where our producer, Ralph Tucker, picks his highlight from the broadcasting over the 4 days of the weekend. Let's find out what he's done.
The Director's Cut.
What's doing with the Bulldogs' attack at the moment?
I can tell you, and I'll sum it up this way for you, Luke. From the scrum when it goes right to Tupanua. Good 14 out. Do you hear me? You agree with me?
Oh, that was awesome.
I knew you'd pick that, you mongrel.
That was great control, Andrew.
Well, it's my old singing days, the diaphragm. Good work out. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. You never like hearing yourself back, especially when you're doing that. 0467 920 222. Boys, I'm a keen Roosters supporter, but I'd have to say the same of a Cowboy player for the attempted tackle on the Roosters player as he was going to try on the decision of Patrick Brown. Who's Patrick Brown? Don't know Patrick Brown. That might be a typo. Happy Rugby League. I agree with Gibbsy. Walker is a future Origin halfback, but Clifford has been in better form this year and deserves a debut. Same with McKaylee, but I'm happy we retain our Cowboys for the next couple of rounds. I think they need to upgrade our stadium at the northern end to increase the capacity to 30,000. I'm also surprised that Edwards and Jenkins did not get picked for the Cockroaches, says little brother Tucker. Please explain why the Warriors had 8 interchanges on Sunday when they're only allowed 6, plus Klein, hideous referees.
No, you're allowed to have 8 interchanges.
Yeah, there are 6 named. You have 8 different changes. You can only use 4 players, and they did. Sam Healy, Jackson Ford, Dimitrik Viamonga, and Tamari Martin. The other two listed on the bench, Jacob Laban and Tanner Stowers-Smith, didn't get on. And Brisbane, everyone named 6, and you're allowed to use 8.
And you could use an extra one if a foul play, there'd been knockouts and things like that.
Yeah, that's right. But it's special circumstances, and it didn't happen in this occasion. Andrew, is there many injuries for New South Wales State of Origin teams for next week from Kylie? I don't think anyone of that team's in doubt.
And Latrell Mitchell, that was a selfless act by Latrell to, realise he wasn't going to be right. So they could get some clarity, which is good.
0467 920 222. Even without Reece, oh, here we go in a sec. Reece Walsh, Queensland will win the series from Malmos in the Blue Mountains. Poor team picked by New South Wales. Gibbsy, thanks for coming in. It was fun having a bit of an argument with you. And, mate, again, happy birthday from Saturday.
Thank you for all the support, and I'll see you later in the week.
Thanks for coming in, mate. John Gibbs, we'll be back with him on Friday night at Stadium Australia for Canterbury against Melbourne. Thank you to Ralph Tucker. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Jared. Thank you so much for listening, and can't wait to do it again next Monday. But the footy's back Thursday night as we lead into State of Origin next Wednesday. Catch you soon.
ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.